When the Affordable Care Act became law 8 years ago, the premise was healthcare for everyone. Americans were divided into three categories: high income, middle income, and low income. High income, simple: health insurance through an employer or buy it yourself on the newly created marketplaces. Middle and low income, slightly more complicated. To help explain, here's Victoria Napke. She's a Virginian. She doesn't have health insurance, but she wants to.
How does it impact your life?
I would say pretty greatly. I used to be on medications. I used to take SSRIs daily, and I haven't had those in 6 years.
What are SSRIs? What are they for?
Like mood stabilizers, like for mood disorders, things like that, anxiety. I haven't been able to get those filled in years.
2 years ago, Napke was working full-time at a cafe, part-time in retail.
And with those two incomes combined, I was making a total of about $11,000, just under that. And neither of the two workplaces offered insurance through the workplace.
Napke fell into the low-income category. Under the original vision of the ACA, low-income Americans were to get free health care through an already existing program called Medicaid. Until then, Medicaid had been primarily for kids or people who were disabled. But the federal government said to states, let's expand it to include poor adults. Virginia, along with 16 other states, opted not to. State lawmakers said it would cost too much, which meant, for Napke, no free health care.
The one that actually covered enough to allow me to go to the doctor more than once a year would have been about $500 a month. And when you're making $800 a month, that's all of the money that I was making.
Don't forget, there's still one category left, middle income. At $11,000, Napke was just shy. If she had made a bit more, she probably could have afforded insurance on the marketplace. That's because middle-income Americans get subsidies in the form of tax credits. That $500 a month plan might have cost Napke less than $100 a month. But because she was low-income, the government assumed she'd have Medicaid. So no subsidies.
Yeah, there's no tax credit for you in the marketplace.
Jill Hankin is with the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
Someone with that very low income cannot afford to pay for the insurance that's offered there. So that's why Virginia still has hundreds of thousands of uninsured people.
400,000, to be exact. That no man's land was created when Virginia opted not to expand Medicaid. It's called the coverage gap.
So if I'm a poor adult without children, that makes below $12,000 a year, is there a comprehensive, affordable health care option for me in Virginia?
No.
And that's been the state of health care in Virginia since the Affordable Care Act passed. The plan for high-income and middle-income Americans played out, but the vision for low-income Americans never did in Virginia.
Part of the reason that the system as it is right now is so confusing is because it's not how it was designed to be.
Massey Worley is a senior policy advisor to the governor. He says that policy conversation on healthcare is critical to the state budget.
One of the major misconceptions is that these folks are not getting healthcare right now, and that's simply not true.
In fact, the uninsured are getting a fair amount of free healthcare. Hospitals wind up giving away so much of it, they've cut a deal with the state. Virginia gives hospitals hundreds of millions of dollars each year in exchange for that uncompensated care. The state also pays for breast and cervical cancer screenings, treatment for serious mental illnesses, and health care for inmates.
These programs are great, but they're largely funded with half federal, half state dollars, and some of them are funded exclusively with state dollars.
They could be funded with more federal dollars. To encourage states to expand Medicaid, Congress said they'd pick up more of the tab, from 50% to 90%. The governor's budget predicts $400 million in savings over the next 2 years.
That 40% increase is really where we're generating a lot of that savings.
But some Republicans say while it may be savings for the state, it's not for the taxpayers. They'll still be on the hook for the bill, just at the federal level. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.